So we got an extra weird episode this week where, usually we just meander around through the history of television and, usually it's a show we've heard of or connects to something else we've watched or somebody recommended or whatever. It's hard to just not know anything, just to like throw a dart and see what happens because, everybody knows what shows are to some degree and some little bit. But I was looking for some other show and I just happened to see that the guy who had the show I was looking for, I was like, what else is this person sharing? And they had just something called The Lavender Castle from 1999. And I was like, I mean, again, I can guess. I don't know. Lavender Castle, or what kind of show that might be, but who the heck knows? So I just thought, is this going to be a quick preamble? Because normally, I go do a little research and we talk about where this show fit into history and what it was. But in this case, I didn't look up anything because I don't want to know. I just want to click on the Lavender Castle and see what happens.
Can't even guess what it would be. I mean, it could be a kid's show for all I know. In fact, that's what I would think it would be. Dreamy princesses show for little girls, Lavender Castle.
Yeah, see, again, I was thinking of that too. Or even if you can't guess what it is, you can guess what it's not. It's not Band of Brothers, it's not
Oh, yes.
Oppenheimer.
Well, it might be. Who knows? I wouldn't think so, but who knows?
So anyway, I just thought that'd be kind of interesting. Just hey, why not? Because it's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to just know nothing about a TV show. All I know about it, just from the files that I've got here, is I think it only ran for 1 year. There's a big whack of episodes, but they're short. They're like 10 minutes each. So I've got the first four episodes, and who knows, man? Let's just see.
Yeah, let's find out if it is a kid show about a purple castle.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like that's what I put my money on. So, yeah, we'll see.
Lavender Castle, a place of legend at the center of the universe, an elusive city floating in the sky where peace exists, hopes are met, and dreams come true.
And we've got to get to it, Captain, before Dr. Aegon does.
Thank you, Isambard. We've got to get to it before Dr. Aegon
destroys it the way he destroys everything else.
So yeah, I guess it's not surprising that I didn't know what that is because yeah, it is a kid show and it looks like CITV, the Children's Independent Television Network. It's a British children's morning programming block on ITV2. And yeah, so this show, it's weird where it's like, I'd say I like that show because I like the style of it. It's like a stop motion animated thing with like a little bit of computer. You could tell some of the spaceships and stuff were computer. So it's like, yeah, thumbs up. That's cool. However, I don't want to watch more of it because it's just got this like brain scrambly way of telling a story. It reminds me of there's another kid show in my babysitting days. Allie used to get me to watch Lazy Town all the time. It's from like Sweden or Finland or something. And I just like couldn't focus on it. It was so frenetic and weirdly paced. And this kind of felt like that. Like episode one felt like the final episode. They're just like out of the gates, they're having a huge space battle. And I'm just like, slow it down a little bit. I'm an old man. I can't follow this show. So it's like a cool show, but clearly I'm not the intended audience for this show.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it seems rather disjointed. It's almost like they're more interested in showing us the weird antics of all the characters that they've created rather than developing a real solid plot line. I mean, obviously they're on a quest to find the Lavender Castle. We got that from number one. We didn't get it from number two at all. We just got some weird thing about the evil character there who's got the magic belt that can turn him into an old lady or turn him into that devil type character. But it seems disjointed to me.
Yeah. So it seems like so the people behind this, you were saying as we were watching it that it had a bit of a, like the old Puff the Magic Dragon. It had that kind of feel, a bit psychedelic, let's
Yeah.
say. So the guy who created it is Rodney Matthews, who he's famous as an illustrator. He did a bunch of prog rock albums, which are always about space whales and stuff. So it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Like I probably was high when he came up with this. And then the guy behind the proper show, Gerry Anderson, did all those cool like Thunderbirds and Fireball XL5 and Captain Scarlet, all those cool puppet shows. So yeah, I don't know, just a British kids show that they did, and they were going to make another season, but I guess they somehow, behind the scenes, some DreamWorks subsidiary bought their company, blah, blah, blah. But they were going to, like, they still tried to. It wasn't one of those things where new management comes in and just gets rid of it. They really tried, apparently, to keep it in the air and make season two, but just behind the scenes didn't work out. But as far as I can tell, the show itself was very popular amongst the British youth of the time. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it probably would be. If you were Saturday morning watching TV, you know, parents have just said, get in there and watch TV because we've got things to do. And that's all there is that's on there. Yeah, you'd probably get caught right up in it because it does have some very interesting animation, extremely interesting animation. But yeah, it's just there doesn't seem to be a solid plot line other than the quest to find the Lavender Castle, and you get the good guys and the bad guys. And
yeah, like I bet the guys, like you were saying about the disjointed storytelling, like I bet that guy checks notes, Rodney Matthews. Yeah, like I bet his sketchbooks were great of like, okay, there'll be this character and there'll be this character and this spaceship and it'll be all cool and whatever. But yeah, like bringing it all together as a cohesive plot. And again, it might not, I don't know, it doesn't sound like much. It shouldn't take too much, but maybe that's harder than it sounds because you were saying like it had a Tim Burton-y feel and it kind of reminded me of Labyrinth, but it was just missing that propulsive feeling of like, I wonder what's going to happen next. Mm. I certainly don't care what's going to happen next. It's like a cool spectacle. But yeah, the idea of actually watching it for the story, I can't really imagine.
And what a funny name for a title, like Lavender Castle. Okay, so they're going to look for the Lavender Castle. But you think it would have a name like, I don't know, the Spooky Castle or something. I mean, Lavender Castle, it sounds like it's going to be a glory place.
Yeah, whereas, yeah, this had like
some kind of a Barbie doll type castle.
Yeah, because this had pirates and laser beams and much more of a boy show feel.
Yeah, totally unexpected from what I thought it would be.
Yeah, because this does seem like, yeah, like Princess Buttercup should get on her steed and fly through the rainbow whatevers.
Yeah, to some lavender place.
But instead, it even had the one token female character who's just like, I'll just be the squirrely little science lady who sits in the back. Like, it's very much a boys' show.
You're almost expecting, like, I don't know what the Lavender Castle was like. Maybe you see it at the very end. But you're almost expecting the quest to be for something more like Dracula's castle in Transylvania. You know, someplace that's really eerie and spooky. But it's got such a beautiful flowery name. Like, what the heck is it? Is it like a Fantasia castle? Like, what is that? That's the only thing that I would wonder. What is this thing at the end of the road that everybody is seeking for? And is it a castle at all? Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's some kind of utopia, some kind of a heaven, some kind of, I don't know. I can't imagine. It's a very odd name for the kind of show that this is.
It's all the Turkish delight that a person could eat. Yeah, because that's one thing I thought was funny, too, is you can really tell when it's for a local market and they were not at all trying to make it international because there was the, look at this. So if anybody wants to watch these are all on YouTube. That's not where I got them from. But see, this is a good example. If I had seen this thumbnail on YouTube, instantly I would know, okay, that's a puppet show.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of neat that I managed to go in and know nothing. But yeah, let's just jump to the final episode and just see what the Lavender Castle is. Okay, so this is the final episode. Lavender Castle, Birds of a Feather.
Is that it? I mean, what we're seeing there, is that supposed to be the castle?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I guess so, right? The Lavender Castle. They're just playing banjo, hanging out. They've been playing banjo for a long time.
Blowing up a balloon.
So it doesn't seem like the final episode of season one is nothing conclusive. No big grand finale, it seems. They literally just twaddle around. But yeah, so I was saying about how it's interesting when they're not trying to make something localized or they're not trying to make something for an international market because, yeah, right away there was a character with a really heavy Scottish accent and then one of the other characters had the stereotypical Australian accent. And yeah, like if they were trying to break this into North America, everybody would have had cowboy talk, you know?
Or at least one American accent.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean that's kind of neat in a way that it's just like, yeah, this is FUBU, this is for them by them. Of just like this is a British show for British kids and
yeah, this looks like something from Deliverance.
Yeah, just the banjos and stuff. So yeah, clearly the story did not wrap up at the end of season one. But yeah, I don't know how you Canadians found this show 20 years later, but this ain't for you, is the feeling I got with all the accents and stuff. So anyway, I thought that was an interesting little thing to try, just to jump in randomly. But that does stand to reason, too, that, like, I bet there's a lot more of shows I've never heard of that I just know nothing about. It makes sense that they would be kids' shows. Like, obviously, that would be my blank spot, that obviously no one I've ever known has ever talked about Lavender Castle, because it's never crossed paths with probably the lives of anyone I've ever met in my whole life. So yeah, I don't know. This might not be a great plan for the future of just trying to find shows that I know nothing about, but I thought it would be an interesting thing to try just this once. Yeah, and I guess anyone who clicked on this probably does remember this from when they were a kid. So I'm sorry that our take on it is so lame, that we're just a bunch of weird Canadians who never heard of it before. But you know, again, from a distance, I think it's a cool show. But yeah, it would be weird to sit down and watch 26 episodes of this. I mean, why would we
do
that?
If you were a kid, though, every Saturday morning you had to hang around the house, couldn't go anywhere, and it was on Saturday morning TV, you probably could get quite into it. The adventures of the captain with the eye in his nose and the bad dude with that gold belt that seems to have all kinds of power.
Yeah, and even just the visual style of it is cool enough that who even cares what the story is? Just watch it because it looks cool.